loving me. I don't know where it is. Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show, we are talking about Portland, Maine, and our recent trip that Olivia and I had to Portland. Well, we got a chance to check out Portland, but also drive down to the coastal area, which I guess all of Maine is really kind of coastal. There's some inner parts, but there's a lot of coast around Maine.
And a lot of activity there. That's probably where you'll find all the activity.
Yes, absolutely. Go closer to the water. You're going to find those lobsters. You're going to find, you know, fish. You're going to find all those kind of great things that people want to go to Maine for. But, hey, we had a chance to also do a couple of tours that were really very informational. At least for me, I really enjoyed that part of it. Learning a little bit, but also just kind of being out and seeing things as well.
Yeah, and it never felt overwhelming. You know, the tours we went on were very thorough, both lasting over an hour. One of them was almost 3 hours. But they never felt overwhelming or like they dragged on. They were really exciting and, like we said in the last segment, very immersive.
That is true. They were very close to the hotel where we were staying in Old Town, which is in Old Portland. It's called Old Port. It was very close to that. We were staying at the Hyatt. And for the culinary tour, it was really just down one block, turn left, and we were right there to start our tour.
Yeah, the Hyatt was very conveniently located, like you said, a block, not just from where the tour started, but really from the harbor. So you could walk down by the water in a block.
And all of the shopping, too. There's quite a bit of shopping in that area.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of shopping.
Plenty of shopping. I actually went home with one of the sea bags. I love that.
Yes, that's maybe a rite of passage if you're going to Portland.
Absolutely. And Joe's looking at me because his daughter Paige used to work there at the sea bags company. And I'm sure she has some great stories to tell us about the behind the scenes of making those bags. But they're gorgeous. So definitely check out their website at seabags.com. Now, Olivia, let's talk a little bit about that culinary tour because that was fantastic. You know, I go on some culinary tours when I go on these press trips and, you know, you get a little bite here, a little bite there. And, you know, it's more kind of seeing the food than tasting it, but not with this tour.
Not at all. We took the Old Port Culinary Walking Tour with Maine Foodie Tours. And Old Port is actually Portland's historic district, like Anita said. And this is where you're going to find the cobblestone streets, the 19th century brick buildings, the old fishing piers. And on this culinary walking tour, you also get a chance to sample a lot of food that's made in Maine or inspired by Maine. Lots of yummy dishes. And what I loved is that it started like at 9 in the morning. We started right off with some macaroni and lobster.
I know. Our first stop was right there with, you know, hey, what you think about when you go to Portland, go to Maine, is you're going to think about those lobsters. And you're right, the typical tour only lasts about 3 hours. So if you're concerned about your tour taking up your whole day, 3 hours isn't bad. And like you said, it starts early in the morning. So by noon, by lunchtime, you've actually finished the culinary tour and you're not hungry. So you've already had lunch.
Exactly. And if 3 hours of walking sounds a bit daunting, we spent a lot of time in each restaurant or at each stop to really eat and enjoy. Drink some water if you need to. So, and all in all, I don't think it was more than 6 blocks in total.
Yeah, it was kind of a circle that we made around the downtown area from the Old Port area up to the business area.
Yes.
I think we ended with a donut shop there.
Yes, we did.
But it started out at Old Port Wine Merchants, which is one of the largest independent wine retailers in the whole state of Maine, and also has one of the largest selections of cigars in Portland. So if you're into that kind of thing, when you're in Portland, you definitely want to check them out for sure.
And Anita, I know you really liked Vervacious, which is right next to Old Port Wine Merchants. And this is a store that was started by a husband and wife duo who sailed the Atlantic Ocean and were inspired by all the spices and salt mixes they came across. So they decided to launch their own brand. So here you can buy balsamic vinegars, grilling and roasting rubs, peppercorn blends, also hot chocolate mixes.
Oh, all kinds of things. And that was where we had the first dish, where we had the macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
With lobster in it. And she made sure that we had a piece of lobster, a couple of pieces of lobster in each serving. So definitely check them out. And then there was a barista Plus Bites, which serves breakfast, but they also serve lunch. And they have fresh daily organic options. So you don't have to worry necessarily about, you know, eating healthy or am I going to eat healthy? There was a lot of healthy choices there. And it's all from the local farmers. So they like to really source their ingredients from the local farmers right there in the area.
They do. And they are currently more of a local favorite spot than a tourist spot. So you can kind of get in while
the
on the ground
good,
floor. Right? And we loved the baked scones they gave for us. Much more of a breakfast food than the mac and cheese and lobster. But I enjoyed both. And they're really, really good. They're filled with vegetables, egg, and cheese. And I loved it so much that I tried to get another one for breakfast the following morning. But I learned that they serve those exclusively to the tour.
Oh.
So if you want to try those, you've got to take the tour.
And that was very good. So when you told me that, I was like, I don't know about that. They should serve that all the time because that would be a bestseller.
It really would.
Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And Olivia and I are reliving our time in Maine when we spent time in Portland and also down a little bit further in Rockland. But Olivia, let's continue talking about a little more of the culinary tour. And then we must talk about a great restaurant that we went to as well.
Yes.
But the culinary tour, what are some of the other places that were your favorites along that?
We went to Gritty McDuff's, another award-winning place, brewery and pub serving house ales and also pub eats. We really liked their Reuben fritters that are filled with corned beef, sauerkraut, and cream cheese and drizzled with house-made honey mustard. Those were really good. But, of course, they gave us a sampling of their ales as well.
Well, you have to try that. I mean, with a name like that, you're going to expect there to be some hiding out there somewhere. And it's in a great location with a patio outside for dining if you want to do that. But we also had a stop in a company store called Stonewall Kitchen. And people might be familiar with that because they're really kind of all over the U.S. But certainly if you're in Portland, you want to check that one out because they have some things that are very particular to the area. There are a lot of things that were kind of lobster featured kind of things around the store. So you definitely want to check that out. And then the last stop was Hi-Fi Donuts.
Hi-Fi Donuts, where donuts are handmade every day and they kind of play on the hi-fi. So it kind of feels like an old record store, but it's a donut shop.
Definitely a donut shop. But hey, in the same shape as a record.
Yes.
Nice and round and delicious. So very, very good. They have all different types of flavors. And of course, there's chocolate in there. But there's also rum raisin, honey dip. There are all these different flavors. So stop in there, grab a donut. You can do that, you know, whether you're taking this tour or not. You can check out all of these places. But now we had a great dinner one night.
We did. I have a very memorable dinner. I mean, the whole trip was memorable, but this really was a highlight.
Well, what made it such a highlight for you? And let's talk about the name of it. It was Woodford F&B.
Woodford F&B. I mean, from its location, it's kind of located right at this busy intersection. It's got such a prime. It's like kind of curved around the street. It has just a really interesting architecture to it. And it kind of feels like a very classy, old school diner. And it's and what else was memorable about it was meeting Bert Schaumbaugh, the co-owner who owns it with his wife, Faith Pryor. And they both had lots of experience in the hospitality and dining industries. And it actually took them several years and lots of persistence to be able to get this prime location. A lot of like, are you selling yet? Are you selling it? And then they kept at it. And so it was really cool to hear his story and a really cool guy. And then, oh, my gosh, the food.
Oh, the food was
incredible.
Delicious. Yes, the deviled eggs that we had, he brought those out. They were topped with pickled mustard seeds, which was really, really good, and paprika and smoked bacon as well, all my favorite things.
We had the deep fried Brussels sprouts. I had their mussels, which are cooked with white wine, shallot, garlic, parsley, aioli, and lots of butter too.
Sounds so good. I'm ready to go back and have that again. So if you're in Portland, guys, you got to go there. Just put that on your
list.
Yes, you
will be
check them
treated
out.
Very well, and you will eat very well.
And it's kind of a retro look in the restaurant as well. So you'll love that as well. So check them out at woodfordfb.com. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment. Let's talk quickly about the trolley tour because that was great as well. About 150 minutes, so it's a little bit over an hour. But it was great fun. It takes you out to the lighthouse, the Portland Headlight. So you got to go do that as well because information is just overflowing. I mean, they're telling you everything about the city, everything about the park where you're going. And it's just great to be out with the wind blowing in your hair and just enjoying a day out on the trolley.
And you get 30 minutes to explore outside around the lighthouse.
Hey, that was a highlight. We took some really great pictures. Instagrammable moments.
Yes.
Now, when we come back, we're going to move a little bit further down the state of Maine here. And we're going to go down to Rockland and talk about our experience on the Victory Chimes. Oh, my gosh, that was so much great fun. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com.
I'm getting close to Portland town, so Mother, won't you make my day?